Hello, and welcome to Around It About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. Have you ever heard of jalapeno and bacon-infused moonshine or sassy chicken? Those are just a couple of the recipes in the new cookbook we're talking about right now. Elizabeth Sims joins me and Brian Sinoskis. They're the authors of Tupelo Honey Cafe, New Southern Flavors from the Blue Ridge Mountains. We'll talk about how the food of the Blue Ridge Mountains can be a little different than your usual Southern fare. Elizabeth and Brian, welcome to Around It About.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
First of all, Brian, you're the chef at the original Tupelo Honey Cafe that's in Asheville, North Carolina. And we have a Tupelo Honey Cafe here in Chattanooga that opened recently. And I think the first thing people are going to ask is, so how many of these recipes in this new cookbook are actually used in the restaurant?
Well, what we did for this cookbook, how it differed from the first one, which the original book was all Tupelo Honey Cafe, old recipes, current recipes, specials. With this new book, we have a few that have been used in the restaurant and are currently there, but for the majority, I really got to work and create new recipes and kind of step outside my normal boundaries and really get into some old-timey recipes, like some old family recipes that got tweaked to get in there. So I got to have a lot more fun with it, a lot more experimentation, which was great.
Are any of them, you think, going to actually wind up in the restaurants at some point?
There will be some that do. You know, we do a lot of special events and different dinners, so we've been putting them out there for that. Doing cookbook signings, of course, we've been using new recipes for that.
And Brian, it's pretty obvious being the chef why you would write this. Elizabeth, how did you get involved in this?
Well, I got involved originally because of my past life.
Okay.
I worked at Biltmore for many years in Asheville, and got involved with, through the wine company, got involved with the Southern Foodways Alliance, which is an organization dedicated to documenting and preserving the diversity of the South through food. And so Steve, our owner, got my name through that organization and called and said, would you write a cookbook for me? And not knowing what I was doing, I said, sure, yeah.
You've never written one before?
Oh, no. No. And Brian and I laugh about if we had known how much work goes into writing a cookbook, we might have thought, well, maybe a little longer about doing it. But it was really fun. We've had a great time doing both of them.
You've got 125 recipes in this cookbook. Some of them sound pretty exotic. A cocktail called the pickled okra that's made with jalapeno and bacon moonshine. Tell me about that. How do you even make jalapeno and bacon moonshine?
Well, it's a good, fun process. First, you take actually moonshine that we use, and we roast poblano and jalapeno peppers, so they get that nice charred flavor. We roast them actually on the grill, so we're char grilling them, really. And then we cook bacon until it's nice and crispy, get all the fat off of it, and you take the moonshine, you mix them all together, they go in the freezer for about a week. And kind of brings everything together and really kind of smuggles it. And what it does, it takes the fat then, kind of freezes that, it floats to the top. So the flavors get imparted, the fat gets up to the top, you strain that off through some cheesecloth, and boom, you've got a nice, smoky, slightly spicy moonshine left over.
It sounds great, but what made you think, jalapenos, bacon, these belong in moonshine?
Well, we like spicy. Every time you're having it, it goes with our Moonswine Mary, which is our version of the Bloody
Moon
Mary,
Moonswine Mary.
Yeah. So that's, the flavors we wanted. We wanted to add a little bit of bacon flavor into that. We already knew that we liked spicy from the jalapeno, so it kind of just came down to, natural idea of it.
And speaking of bacon, you've got a poem in the cookbook, a poem about bacon, and that's from Southern author Roy Blunt Jr. Why did you decide to do that? Why include poetry and descriptions of places instead of just making it all straight recipes?
Well, I think Brian and I both feel strongly that the Mountain South as a region deserves to be recognized from a culinary standpoint. So from the very beginning of this book, we were determined to really represent the area in a fun but informative way. And so we liked the idea of using a narrative to really kind of tell the story of why this food and why this place and why this place matters. So, we just tried to really make it a fun book. Tupelo is a very fun place, and so we wanted the book to be fun also.
And the Blue Ridge Mountains, North Carolina, Virginia, the book, you kind of travel around to different places. You've got photographs of different locations. How is the cuisine of these mountains different than what you would normally think of as Southern food?
Well, with that, you know, we deal with a lot of the ingredients that are easily available to us, talking about sweet potatoes, blueberries, mountain trout, apples. So we're using going like rethinking the concept of food, you know, slow food and the local food movement of using what's, you know, really relevant to us here and kind of making examples out of that.
And, you know, Southern food is different. When you, Southern food is not a one size fits all.
Oh, no, not at all.
It's different everywhere you go.
Did you have much experience in the Blue Ridge Mountains before you actually went there and started writing this?
Yes, actually. I had my own business for a little bit, and that's where Steve actually found me. But one of my projects was working for the Blue Ridge Parkway.
Oh, wow.
So I had the pleasure. It was for its 75th anniversary a few years ago.
The park, the national park?
The national park. And so I had the pleasure of spending a lot of time, you know, on the parkway, driving the whole thing, and jumping off to the little mountain communities along the way and getting to know the people and the culture and, most importantly, the food.
You've got 125 recipes in this. What are some of your favorites? What are some of the highlights for y'all?
Well, for me, definitely, we're talking about summer freshness right now. So cornucopia salad, which is one of the ones I'm putting out there, which is a raw marinated vegetable salad. Also, of course, you know, paying homage to my bocce up in Pennsylvania, we did pierogies with a little you know, mountain twist with rabbit in it. So those are a couple of my favorites.
Wow, rabbit. That's not the thing you can necessarily go to a grocery store and find all the time.
Not generally, but we have lots of, you know, farmers around. And Asheville in particular has a really great artisan community of farmers and networkers of people, you know, doing things, co-oping their stuff together to, you know, we have quite a bit of rabbit around the area.
You can also buy a game like that online now, you know, so Amazon probably sells it.
Well, yeah, and here we have the Chattanooga Market. I don't know if they have rabbit specifically, but they do have a lot of really fresh, you know, local stuff that came from a farm up the road 2 days ago, things like that.
Yeah, and that's key to what we do.
So the book is The Tupelo Honey Cafe, New Southern Flavors from the Blue Ridge Mountains Cookbook. You've got the first cookbook you were also talking about, which is recipes used in the restaurant. What is that book's title?
It's Tupelo Honey Cafe, Spirited Recipes from Asheville's New South Kitchen.
And we have the Tupelo Honey here in Chattanooga. Can you actually pick up the book here at the Tupelo Honey Cafe, or do you need to go to a bookstore?
You can. And actually, when you buy the book at the restaurant, we donate $1 from the sale of each book to Friends of the Blue Ridge Parkway.
Well, Elizabeth and Brian, we're just about out of time, but thank you so much for joining us. Is there anything else you want to say?
Just want to say we're happy to be in Chattanooga, and thank you very much.
Yes, come see us at Warehouse Row.
Thank you.